Your world, your challenges, your faith. When faith within engages the world without, there's power. It's living life from the inside out.
Welcome to Family Life's Inside Out, where we talk about how God transforms his people, you guessed it, from the inside out. I'm Martha Manikas Foster, and today Jimmy Dodd's my guest. We'll be talking about how we can teach the many facets of Jesus' character to children. Jimmy and his wife Sally are helping parents do just that in their new children's book, The Magnificent Names of Jesus, Prayers and Praises to Love Him More. Welcome, Jimmy, to Inside Out.
Thank you very much, Martha. It's great to be on your show this morning.
I'm looking forward to our conversation. You know, Jimmy, those of us who hold on to God, you know, we depend on how he's unchangeable in his power and goodness and in both his justice and mercy. He loves us, he keeps his promises, and that's not going to change. So when you think of all these important things adults can and need to teach children about faith in Jesus, what made you and Sally decide to use the vehicle of the names of Jesus?
Yeah, gosh, that's a great question, Martha. You know, it's interesting. I was at Wheaton College a long time ago, Martha. It was many, many, many years ago. And I had a professor there who was just a great professor that poured into my life. His name was Dr. Tenney. And his tests were always just fascinating. But he would have these tests like, okay, here's this big, big essay question. Explain justification to a four-year-old.
Oh, my.
Explain the Trinity to a six-year-old. And you know, you can't fluff that. You can't kind of use these words and just kind of work your way. I mean, it's got to be so basic. And so I've always had a very strong appreciation for, it's really important to be able to just explain theology on a really, really basic level. And we just found that there was a need for a book that just put theology really on the bottom shelf. Mm-hmm. So it could be very easily understood, and that we would just try to use everyday concepts and stories that kids would just easily understand. And so that was a big piece of it. And then another really big piece of it, we had a really strong desire for kids to be able to read a book about Jesus and his names, and for every kid that read the book, that they could find themselves in the book, that they would find a child that looked like them. So it's a very multicultural book. Mm-hmm. So just trying to make things just as basic as we can and just as simple as we can. And there was this thing called COVID, and all of a sudden we had some time, and we said, hey, listen, you know what? We've talked about this for years and years, and now we have this little break. Let's just really jump into this, and we did. And God was very gracious, and we came out with a book.
And it's a beautiful one, too. It's a beautiful book in the illustrations, as you've mentioned, as well as in the words. If you'll excuse me just a minute, let me reset the table for people just joining us. If you are just joining us, you're listening to Inside Out on Family Life. I'm talking today with Jimmy Dodd, co-author with Sally Dodd of the new children's book, The Magnificent Names of Jesus. So, Jimmy, how do you imagine that learning the names of Jesus can help build a foundation of faith in children? Why the name specifically will do that?
Yeah, because I think that Jesus is, in lots of ways, he's like a diamond, and there's just lots of facets. And as you turn that diamond, you see these different facets. And I think that there are times at which kids just get so locked into, okay, dear Jesus, and that's fine and that's good. But just to be able to see these different aspects of Jesus, and just to help kids understand that they can pray to Jesus in that way, So for them to understand that Jesus is the light, and what does that mean? And there's going to be times in my life where things just feel dark, and the fact that Jesus is the light, the fact that Jesus is the bread of life, the fact that Jesus is the door, he's the teacher, he's my friend. You know, that those are just names, so we hope the kids can start to understand that there's these aspects of Jesus, there's these facets of Jesus. So we're just trying to help kids build up this knowledge and this understanding that Jesus is so much more than oftentimes than we think, and that he's our prophet, he's our priest, he's our king, he's the hope of Israel. And so those are the things that really encouraged us to want to spell out some things for kids that they could just start to grasp at a very young age.
Mm-hmm. So when you say this can help shape children's faith and prayers, you really are talking about, when I feel like I have no friends, then I can be praying to my friend,
exactly,
who is Jesus. And like you said, when things seem dark or confusing, you can pray to the one who untangles all of that, right?
You got it, Martha. Yeah.
Well, any Any book that's written for children to be read aloud, Jimmy, I think we both know impacts the people who are also reading, or has the potential to, you know, impact the people who are reading it. So Jimmy, what do you hope will be the impact on the adults who read these names of Jesus and the descriptions aloud to children? And bigger question then, how do you think the church and our neighborhoods outside our churches could grow and change if people are remembering the names of Jesus?
I think that just to think about the names of Jesus and just actually remember those can have an impact, I think, upon the family, upon the church, upon our community, because I know that it really helps us to understand the fact that Jesus is always present. He is always there. It's just that great truth that Jesus is always our shepherd. I think that sometimes as adults, we hold God in contempt for promises that he never made. And so let's hold on to those promises that he has made.
That
he's promised us that he would be our shepherd every single day of our life. And so I think as we can start to grasp those types of things, those have a massive impact. And I tell you, the thing that is so much fun is to get lots of emails from parents saying, okay, I bought this book for my child, but wow, this is really speaking to me. And this is helping me to understand some things in a fresh way, in a way that's new.
Well, thank you. Thank you and Sally for writing the book. And thank you, Jimmy, for joining me here today on Inside Out.
Thank you so much, Martha. It's been a real pleasure.
My guest has been Jimmy Dodd, pastor and CEO and founder of PastorServe, and also co-author of the children's book, The Magnificent Names of Jesus. I'm Martha Manikas Foster with Inside Out on Family Life.